This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Summit County is offering tax relief for people whose homes sustained damage in powerful storms last weekend. Property owners can download and file an application on the county's fiscal office website. The application effectively lowers the property taxes charged this year by reducing property values by 75%. Damaged landscaping and personal items do not qualify. Those affected have until the end of the year to apply. Four Ohioans have been charged in an IRS tax scam involving fraudulent returns and millions in tax refunds. 44-year-old Keith Jeffries of Maple Heights operated a tax prep business that filed fake returns in clients' names. He and three others then took part of the refunds as a fee. The four filed more than 2,000 returns over 3 years. The fake returns resulted in $15 million in federal refunds. All four pleaded not guilty last week and were released on bond. Cleveland's police chief says his department's policy on chasing violent suspects is emboldening criminals. In the last week, there have been two separate incidents in which officers were shot, and supervisors would not allow officers to give chase. Under the city's consent decree, officers are not allowed to chase suspects without permission from a supervisor. In a memo, Police Chief Calvin Williams said criminals, quote, know they're not going to be chased because they feel empowered to do whatever they want. What was once the state's largest online charter school has been shut down since January. After saying it couldn't pay the bill, the state says it owes for overcounting students. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports the Electronic Classroom of Tomorrow is still trying to win at least one battle in its ongoing legal war with the state.
The state school board voted in June that ECOT should pay back $60 million in state funds based on this resolution.
Resolution number 5, to accept the decision of the hearing officer and Electronic Classroom of Tomorrow's appeal.
That hearing officer had determined that ECOT could only prove 40% of the enrollment it claimed for the 2015-16 school year. ECOT wants the Ohio Supreme Court to rule that the proceeding involving the hearing officer violated the Open Meetings Act. Two lower courts have ruled it did not. ECOT is also waiting for a decision on its case, argued before the High Court in February, that the state illegally changed its rules on counting students, though the school has been closed for almost 4 months. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A woman who suffered a traumatic brain injury in a thrill ride accident last year at Ohio State Fair will receive a $1.8 million settlement. A judge approved the deal that calls for the ride's owner, Amusements of America, and two private inspection companies to pay Jennifer Lambert's legal fees and medical expenses. It also includes a trust to pay for ongoing care for Lambert, who remains in a long-term care facility. She was 18 when a carriage on the Fireball ride broke apart last July, killing a teenager and seriously injuring her and three others. A Cleveland man has pleaded guilty in the fatal shooting of a Salvation Army worker who was going out to collect money at one of the charity's kettles. William Jones will be sentenced next month for the December slaying of Jared Plesick. Investigators say Plesick was wearing his Salvation Army uniform and had stopped to discuss the Bible with someone when Jones shot him. By pleading guilty, 27-year-old Jones will avoid the possibility of the death penalty. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Dennis Kucinich has reported speaking income from a group with sympathies toward the Syrian government. Kucinich acknowledged Tuesday that he earned $20,000 for a speech last year from the pro-Assad Syrian Solidarity Movement. His campaign says he spoke at the association's peace conference in London. Kucinich reported the income as part of an amended ethics filing following complaints. He had listed paid speeches as a revenue source without specifying who paid him. This is WKSU.